Belrive was away from the city, and we enjoyed a quiet life there. We spent more and more time at the country house. I became close friends with a boy called Henry Clerval. He was the son of a businessman from Geneva. He was a very clever boy, and he read a lot of adventure stories. I was extremely happy as a child. My parents were always kind to us. They did not have many rules, and we always enjoyed ourselves. We could do what we liked. Life was amusing and fun. But my mind was full of questions. I wanted to learn, not to play children's games. I read a lot of books on science. The most interesting subject to me was chemistry. I was interested in the secrets of the sky and the earth, of the natural world. My friend Henry was interested in history, adventures, and dreams. Elizabeth loved us and had a very kind heart. Her goodness shone like a light in our calm, pleasant home. Her smile, soft voice, and beautiful eyes brought happiness to our lives. One day, when I was about 15 years old, we saw a terrible storm at our house in Belrive. It came from behind the mountains. I stayed and watched it with excitement. As I stood by the door, I suddenly saw a stream of fire pour from an old and beautiful tree. It was about 60 feet from our house. When the lightning disappeared, only the bottom of the tree was left. The tree was completely destroyed. After that, I never forgot the power of the lightning. I was very interested in electricity and in the power that exists in all natural things. I wanted to learn more about different kinds of science. So I started to study these subjects with even more excitement than before. At that time, perhaps, an idea began to form in my mind. But that idea brought only misery to my later years. When I reached the age of 17, my parents decided to send me to the University of Ingolstadt. But before I left, a terrible thing happened. It was the first of many terrible things that happened in my life. Elizabeth became very ill, and her life was in danger. My mother did not want to leave Elizabeth's bedside. She looked after her day and night.